been an answer to your prayer. Because with this most pro-abort president, since the inception of this nation, it is always now that we have a face to put on America's most egregious sin. As an African-American male, I can tell you, Barack Obama has walked hand in hand with the Planned Parenthoods of this nation for a long time. Hey, guess what? I now have a face to put on black genocide. I have a face that every African-American knows in this country. And that, thank God for internet, all you gotta do is Google now. And you can Google Obama and Planned Parenthood and find the one act that we all now are so concerned about, the Freedom of Choice Act. He made that promise to Planned Parenthood. He made that promise raising money for Planned Parenthood. You know, if I knock on 5,000 doors in the African American neighborhood and said, do you know Cecil Richards? They wouldn't know who Cecil Richards is from anyone else in the world. But guess what? If I knock on that same door now and say, do you know Barack Obama? Oh, absolutely. And I said, let me show you what he said about her. Cecil Richards is my dear friend. Pam Sutherland of Illinois' Planned Parenthood. We sat and we strategized together. We sat and got forth legislation that would be pro-abort. Obama made those statements at a Planned Parenthood fundraiser. Now, guess what? More people are going to know about black genocide and abortion now as never before. And guess what? If he was not Pharaoh, there could be no Moses. When God sends deliverance, there's always a king that opposes a prophetical voice, and that is yours. Don't be intimidated. God has set you up. He says it's your time. Remember, he said, I've heard the cries of my people, and he raised up a man of God. Now he's heard the cries, he's going to raise up women and men and answer our most egregious and pitiful and most harmful act as we destroy children in the womb. Your voice now will be heard like it's never been heard before. Don't forget our Savior. When God saw the plight of all of the world, there was a Herod, there was a Pilate, but God sent his Son. And now you indeed have become the voice that shall be heard. Please don't back up now. I know I heard Father Pavone said we've been too busy letting the White House try to do our job, so we've been sitting in our house. So now, since you're so worried about the White House, you're going to get out of your house and take it to the streets where all pure social activism is performed.